Black voters really are less likely to vote in most elections. Young black adults are less likely still. And Danielle Harrell has a theory as to why that is.
I feel like growing up in a black household, it wasn't something that we were necessarily always encouraged to do.
Harrell is one of five members of the student NAACP chapter at Texas A&M University Commerce, who I recently sat down with. Her perspective triggers a lot of nodding heads from the other four young ladies in the room, especially from chapter treasurers Ariana Love.
I feel like the issue is like more so our parents. When we're growing up, whenever we have like Sunday dinners, we're not sitting at the table talking, you know, about political stuff. And so whenever we turn that, we do come that age to vote, it's like, well, Mom, who do I vote for?
This is an issue that chapter secretary Tamia Jones doesn't see among her white friends.
So like Caucasians, as they've been raised, they already know like how their whole life is planned. And we're still like learning in this sort of way.
Zariana Love adds,
that's why we feel left out, because whenever we do become that age to vote and stuff, it's like, well, I don't know nothing because I wasn't taught nothing.
Love says black teenagers often step into adulthood with little more political grounding than go vote when you're 18, which hardly lends itself to vigorous discussion, much less the forming of a political identity. But if 18 is a little late to start getting your political legs, when exactly should black parents start the conversation with their kids? Chapter member Crystal West says adolescence.
You can tell them when they're 7 and they're just going to be like, okay. So I feel like once maybe the summer of maybe before entering high school is when I can bring the conversation about.
More nodding heads and more again for the idea that it doesn't matter who their future children would vote for. None of these young women say they would tell their children what to think, but they would want them to think hard. And that means researching all the options with an open mind.
If they are on the opposite party, I'm going to ask them why. Like, what are your views? Because maybe I may not see something that you may agree on, so maybe we can talk about it and see.
Chapter Vice President Soraya Talley says she wouldn't want to get into her kids' heads politically, but she does hope she can guide them to make informed choices.
When my children get old enough to know what a political system is and feel like they have the right mind to feel like they're ready to decide, hopefully they're comfortable with me enough to, like, come up to me and be like, what do you think I should do?
All of this is academic, of course, if no one still shows up at the polls. And that's an idea that gets under Zariana Love's skin.
Everybody registers to vote, but not everybody goes to vote. And that's where the issue lies. And so I think if we not just get our foot in the door, but step all the way in the door, then everything would kind of balance out.
And this time, the quintet has something more than just nodding heads to say about it.
No vote is the wrong vote.
Early voting in Texas ends Friday. Election day is Tuesday, November 6th. In Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.